The rain-slicked streets of Philadelphia glistened under the glow of the electric street lamps, their reflections fractured by the uneven cobblestones. Hole Harper stepped out of the cab and lit a cigarette, his gaze drifting upward to the imposing facade of the Lexington Hotel. The golden light spilling from its windows starkly contrasted the shadows he was about to enter. Sam Hensley's summons wasn't the kind Harper usually answered without hesitation. Still, there was something in Hensley's clipped tone over the phone, a crack in his typically unflappable demeanor that intrigued him. The doorman gave Cole a skeptical glance, but waved him through after a quick phone call upstairs. As the elevator climbed, the hum of the machinery did little to quiet the questions racing through Harper's mind. Pilferage, Hensley had said. Enough to put his operation at risk. Sam wasn't the type to panic, but an edge in his voice suggested desperation. The penthouse suite was as lavish as Harper expected, its polished floors gleaming under soft lighting. Hensley stood by the bar, pouring himself a drink. His tailored suit fit like a second skin, a sharp contrast to the disheveled air about him. "Harper," Hensley said, his tone clipped. "Thanks for coming." Cole glanced around, taking in the room. The faint scent of cigar smoke lingered in the air, mingling with the muted tones of jazz playing on the phonograph. "What's the urgency, Sam? I don't make house calls for nothing." Hensley set his glass down, his expression darkening. "Someone's been skimming off the top. Goods are disappearing from my warehouses. Expensive goods. Military surplus. Luxury items. Textiles. This isn't petty theft. It's a well-organized operation." He took a measured sip of his whiskey. "And I don't trust my men. It has to be someone on the inside." Cole tilted his head, his eyes narrowing. "You've got security on the payroll. Why not let them handle it?" Hensley's smirk returned, faint but humorless. "Because who's ever behind this is smart. They know how to keep their tracks covered. The cops aren't an option, and my men, well, let's say I'm not sure where their loyalties lie." His voice dropped a notch. "That's why I need you." Cole's lips curled into a half smile as he tapped ash from his cigarette. "You think I can do what your small army can? Find the leak and stop it without anyone getting wise?" Hensley's gaze hardened. "I think you're the best at what you do, Harper. There's a lot of money at stake here, enough to make it worthwhile." Cole stared at him for a moment, weighing his options. Hensley wasn't clean, but the case was intriguing. Organized theft, insider betrayal, and a client with something to hide were just the kind of mess Cole couldn't resist. He straightened, stubbing out a cigarette. "I'll take the case," he said, "but if this blows up, don't expect me to stick my neck out for you." Hensley's grin widened, though his eyes remained cold. "Fair enough. My assistant will send over everything you need." As Cole rode the elevator down, the weight of the night settled over him. Hensley's shadows ran deep. And if Cole wasn't careful, he might just lose himself in them.